And we are back with another episode of the podcast, but it's not about Simple Math Matrix. It's your boy, Mr., a.k.a. Superall357, best known as Prince Godbody, and I'm joined by...
The God King Hoopla!
And this week, we have to start off on a sad note. As always, paying our respects by saying rest in peace to both Jimmy Buffett and Steve Harwell, the lead singer of Smash Mouth. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Buffett passed on like the first or the second, the morning of the night of the
Friday.
Yeah, and if you don't know who Jimmy Buffett is, he is the king of bum culture. Mm-hmm. 5 o'clock somewhere, cheeseburger in paradise. Margaritaville. Jimmy Buffett lived his life like he wanted to live it, and that meant partying it the fuck up.
Basically living on the beach.
Beach bum, he made beach bum a lifestyle.
I guess so.
That's what they said.
Well, yeah, he did. I wasn't too familiar with him until his passing. And I did not know. This is like, white people love this man. People love his man, of course, but
yeah.
White people love this man. And I didn't know, and I did not know he coined the phrase 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah.
I did not know any of that. Yeah. I thought it was the guy that made Pina Colada, but...
No, that's Rupert Holmes.
Yeah.
He has a song about a time he went to Jamaica and was flying his own personal plane. They thought he was a weed smuggler and tried to shoot him down. He landed and they were just like, oh, shit.
It's Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, it's Jimmy Buffett.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? He was that guy.
That's lit, though. That's a little lit lifestyle right there.
And then,
that sounds like some white people shit, too.
Yeah. And then Steve Harwell, you know.
You got to remind
somebody
me
once told me, the world is going to roll me.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
I know that.
She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well,
oh my God.
The years start coming and they don't stop coming.
Damn.
It's back to the ground and you hit the ground running. I don't know.
Yeah,
it'll make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets
down.
So what to do?
Somebody watching do. So much to see.
So what's wrong with taking the back streets?
You never know if you don't know.
Yeah.
You never know if you don't show.
That is our childhood.
Hey, no.
Shrek.
I'm about to say
that being in Shrek. Just like beyond it being the pop culture fucking phenomenon that it is and will always be.
Mm-hmm.
All-Star is something like people from our generation. Oh, like it's Shrek. Like
Shrek. That's all you gotta say.
Automatically identify with Shrek, and he also looked like Guy Fieri.
Mm-hmm.
There was always a running joke that Steve Harwell and Guy Fieri
never
were like twin, evil twin of each other. Yeah, that type of shit. But man, we gotta say RIP to two legends in 1 week. Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, I'm gonna say.
Because Steve Harwell was on hospice, so his family knew he was gonna pass, which I feel like probably was the same thing with Jimmy Buffett, because they said in his press release he was surrounded by friends, family, and his music. So
it was...
he probably went out with a margarita in hand.
Probably so. Or
and
Jay.
Cheeseburger. You said what?
Or Jay.
Him, or both?
Yeah.
Or all three.
Yeah,
But they are free from this lifetime and free from jail.
And on a good note.
And on a great note.
Yeah.
Hip-hop legend BG has finally been released from jail. If you're under the age of about 24, 25.
I don't know. You can probably almost say 25. No, I'll say 24. No, I'll say 23.
Yeah.
23.
You probably aren't familiar with BG, but BG is best known as one of the members of the Hot Boys, the group that Lil Wayne started out with, if you're that young.
Yeah, if you're that young.
In that context. But BG's been locked up on charges for
11 years.
Yeah, about 11
years.
11
right?
years.
Yeah.
Yeah, 11 years. Last year, there was a big rumor that he had come home.
Or he was about to get out.
Yeah, I know. I think they had said he had come home because they even had footage out, but it was somebody else, either nicknamed BG. It was BG. We were looking for him. But BG from the Hot Boys is home.
Yeah, so. You know what that means?
Beat
me to it. Hell yeah. You should have seen the video. Of course, he has to get all his legal stuff out the way. Of course, probably clearing shit with the state of Louisiana.
Yeah.
And they are not the best from family experience dealing with like parole situation and probation situation. But outside of that, there's a video when he got out and you see how happy baby is Birdman.
Yeah.
Birdman is about that shit. And shit, I ain't never seen Birdman that motherfucking happy.
I want to see the Hot Boys get back together.
I could see it.
Jimmy was saying that motherfuckers won't fucking with him, like when he did his Tiny Desk.
Yeah.
But now everybody home and Wayne's in a good place.
Yeah.
Juvie's in a great, and probably the best place he's been.
Manny Fresh.
Since Manny Fresh was already good.
Yeah,
I feel
exactly,
like
yeah.
If anybody got taken care of from Cash Money, it was Manny.
You would hope so, but you know what I'm saying? Also, Wayne
he's the only one
can't carry too, so.
He's the only one that seemingly ain't. Said I mean, Wayne ain't.
But Wayne wasn't.
Nobody's struggling for cash. That would
yeah,
be a misrepresentation
that, yeah,
to say.
Yeah, yeah.
But as far as
royalties and
I ain't
stuff
got shit
like
to say.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But you got to realize Manny was getting taken care of first.
That's
Andy,
what
like
saying,
you know
what
I'm saying?
Saying
like,
yeah.
I'm further to your point, because you got to think he was the one making, he was the producer.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You can't, you
he
don't get none of those songs without Manny Fresh.
Would you listen to a Hot Boys album in
2023? One time, probably, yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of, and I was thinking about that today. Any album I listen to and think for the first time I don't like it nowadays,
yeah,
it ends up becoming an album I listen to constantly. Mm. The albums I listen to and I'm like, I really like this, I end up not listening to constantly.
Exactly.
Like the Killer Mike album, I have not really listened to it yet.
But it's probably because you weren't even like, it didn't make you more of a Killer Mike fan.
That's fair.
I think that's the thing about it too, because if we're just talking about albums for a second, if you see an artist that you never listen to, like, all right, boom, Black Thought. Black Thought. I listen to Black Thought album. Anytime he drops an album every year,
me too.
I'm going to listen to it.
Yeah.
I'm going to listen to it. I'm going to be like, yo, this is one of the best albums this year.
Yeah.
But I'm not going
to
revisit
Go
it.
Go back
because
to
I'm
it.
Because I'm not a real Black Thought fan, like how I am a Boldie or a West Side Gun fan, or even like a Danny Brown and JPEG Mafia.
I wasn't a JPEG Mafia
exactly.
fan. I wasn't a hardcore Danny Brown fan. And I was not
but that
a,
was just a good
hardcore
album,
V's fan. And those are the only two, well, JPEG and Danny and then
these
are the only two albums I've gone back to.
But those are very, those are also catchy albums, and they catch your ear, too. Like, on a sonic level.
Because
we already said.
I think Scare and the Hose is extremely abrasive to the point where it's not catchy.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I guess so.
If you're not willing to welcome that sound, it's, but.
Oh, yeah.
This conversation is. We got to go back to BG because we kind of abandoned him. But what I say is, I don't know if the Hot Boys into 2023, as old as each one of them individually are, could put together something that would actually encapsulate in a large audience at this point.
I think they would. I just thought about it.
Off of just the hype that BG's on.
No, I just think if they put together a well-promoted tour, they're definitely going to do it.
Oh, the
that's,
Hot Boys?
Yeah, that's
the Hot Boys
a Hot
tour.
Boys tour is going to do
but that's
way
not what
better.
I'm asking.
No, don't do an album, because you see 50 Cent's not doing an album. Don't do an album. Do a reunion tour.
But 50 Cent ain't just come out of jail.
That'd even better. But nobody's
be
looking,
like
nobody's
Tony
looking
or...
for PG, B, I mean, my bad, BG music. No, I'm sorry, nobody is. Nobody's looking for, people barely looking for Wayne music, low-key.
I do agree with you on that, in that sense, but... Just the sheer power of having the Hot Boys back together is going. You don't think?
Nah.
All right. So, do you think that not hip hop the sound, but we've gotten so far along that kids today, because kids drive the market. We can always kind of agree with that. Kids drive them. When we say kids, we mean 14 to 22.
Yeah.
Pretty much drive the market. You think 14 to 22? Is so unfamiliar with the Hot Boys, it wouldn't even be on the level of when Boosie came back out of jail.
No, because we was in school. Well, you was in college, I was in school.
When Boosie got out of jail, what year was that? If that was 13, that was college for me, yeah.
It was probably someone, because he got out before Gucci.
Yeah, Gucci got out.
Gucci
got
out
2016. My gap year, because I went to, no. Then it must have been summer. It was either summer or my gap year.
You went to go see him?
Yeah, I went to see his first concert back out. So, yeah. That was definitely after high school for me. Boosie probably was still after high school for me. So
yeah, I think that might have been middle. Not middle school, but like early.
But it's not about being released. I guess it's about the age.
Yeah.
Like, my mom
and you
got
to think about the
BG.
You know what I'm saying? You got to think about the movement behind all of this. Like,
there has been no
saying?
Free BG.
You know what I'm saying? When you hear Free BG, it's usually from Birdman. And it's usually because you know who he is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's... You probably heard on a Young Thug track with Birdman on it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
True,
and kids aren't paying attention to that. You know what I'm saying? They just think it's another person locked up.
Yeah.
So, and you got to think, there hasn't been any type of big Hot Boys push in a long time.
Never has.
You know what I'm saying?
The Hot Boys are the most forgotten group in the history of rap music, I would
I still
say.
Say.
Nobody, when they talk about Wayne, they never talk about the Hot Boys.
Oh, no, they don't.
They never talk about Like I'm Hot, the ones that don't tell me to stop, eat dick, swallow the nut. Like, that was a kid. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But I think that's because what came after.
Back That album. Ass Up is the biggest.
Yeah, yeah. But everybody knows that song.
But Bling Bling was the biggest colloquial phrase driven from rap music at the time.
But Back That Ass Up still gets plays today in any club. Yeah, they play that shit at my cousin's wedding. It's still going to get plays. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Back That Ass Up is always going
to
get plays.
But even to go then, Juvenile was still in the Hot Boys. Exactly. He made the Hot Boys.
But everybody
He's the reason
recognizes
the Hot Boys blew. He was the best rapper in the Hot Boys when they conglomerated.
Yeah. But then you just see who became the best, who became the rapper in the Hot Boys. And then you see...
It was still Juvenile.
No, I'm talking about... Shit. Juvenile had a good career. Great career.
Amazing career.
A great career. But his career is not on the same level as Wayne's.
Not after Hot Boys, no.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. And that
after Cash Money, no. But during Cash Money, yes. Way better.
I don't know. What are you saying? I'm talking about... As soon as Wayne starts off,
Juvenile got a Jay-Z remix in what 96 on a song out of a Louisiana.
But that's before a Jay-Z feature was as lucrative in 96.
It's still
the whole first album wasn't even
from
a classic.
New York to Louisiana
because Jehovah was doing that.
Not physically.
There's plenty of interviews.
This is before Big. This is way before Big Pimpin.
But you don't think Hov was already in the South?
He not like that. He won't.
I don't know.
He won't nobody's tracks in the South.
Yeah, I could definitely agree on that.
Like, you got to realize how big Han was. Oh, that's you and that bad ass man.
Yes.
That can't keep
I understand that, mister. But what I'm still saying
like, that changed
I'm
music.
Still saying today, Lil Wayne
in
is
the long run, yes.
That's what I'm saying. And that's what I'm
in
saying.
In that time and period, no.
Yes, but in that time and period, we're talking about today. Yeah. That doesn't transfer. Back then, we've seen that in plenty instances in life. Back then does not transfer to today as popping.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is the person that has brought out Nicki Minaj and Drake is going to generate more buzz.
Of course.
That's what I'm saying.
But do you think he's going to generate enough buzz to... That's
if
what
Wayne is on that tour.
You don't think... Well, of course. That's what I'm saying. With Wayne.
Yeah.
With Wayne, do you think they generate enough buzz amongst kids to buy tickets? And music.
Know.
And stream the music.
Know.
That's the big question.
I don't... You see, I'm,
that's what
I'm not
asking.
On the bandwagon on the album. I'm throwing the album out. Because I'm not listening to the album.
At least I want to hear a few new Hot Boys tracks.
I'm not listening to the album.
Because you're too young, but not too young.
Not even.
I guess that's the disconnect.
It's not even too young. I just don't want to hear
it. I would want to hear more G-Unit, like especially at this age. As crazy as Lloyd Banks is right now.
Lloyd Banks, yes.
Like we're getting a camera.
But sometimes
album
I don't know
Friday.
Who to hear. Sometimes I don't even want to hear 50. I don't know.
50 don't really rap.
That's
no
what
more.
I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like we can hear Lloyd, but we can hear Lloyd on the solo album.
No, let's hear them rap for real. If they try together,
you think
50's
gonna try? That's the thing.
Yeah, if they really
I
want
don't
to do
think
it,
so.
If they're going, yeah, I think they would. Cam's put out another album.
I know.
Rumor Mace might too.
Oh damn, that'd be tough.
You know what I'm saying?
That'd be tough.
And that's why.
But that's because
you want to hear Mace
album.
Hell yeah,
I want to hear Mace album. Cause you want to know why?
My point.
I've heard him on a fucking Cruel Summer. And I'm like, damn, Mace could still rap, and he could still drop an album.
Yeah, but that's still almost 10 years ago.
That's still enough time, and he's done some
10, if not
one
almost
or two.
10.
I know what you mean, but that's still close enough than 15, 20 years.
Yeah. Let's move on, because we're getting stuck, kind of like the motherfuckers at Burning Man.
Yeah, I don't. You got to fill me in on this one, Coach.
Oh, you're not familiar.
Yeah, I know Burning Man. I don't really know too much about it. Maybe there's a YouTube video we can watch on it later.
Burning Man is essentially like a drug sex festival where people go to find them. Rich people go to like. It's like Juggalo Fest, but clean. A little bit. It's like if you mix the Gathering of the Juggalos with Coachella. That's
okay.
That's what Burning Man is. If you mix Gathering of the Juggalos with Coachella. But it's held in the middle of the desert in Nevada. And
it's hot as shit.
Hot as shit. But when it's hot as shit, you know what you usually don't get?
Rain.
You know what happened?
It got flooded?
Yeah.
How?
Rain. So, I mean...
That's what I'm saying, like, how in the middle of Nevada?
Burning Man is not a pit. I mean, if it was a pit, like in a bowl...
Oh, no, I don't think it's a pit. I know it's open.
It's
flat
land, dirt,
space,
like, it's no crap. There's nothing to soak up the water but the dirt. And what happened? You ever been stuck in the mud in a car?
Yeah.
So, imagine that, but it's like...
It turned on the clay, too.
So, they're just stuck there. Like, unless you had, like, a truck or something like that, you were just stuck there. You weren't, like, flooded, drowning, but you were flooded out to the point where you can't move.
Damn.
And this is, like, those kind of people's, like, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, birthday party. Yeah. What else do people celebrate? All that shit mixed in one. Summer break, all that shit mixed in one. And so I think only one person has passed, RIP that person. Oh, damn. But for the general sake, people are kind of laughing at these people at Burning Man. They got all this money and y'all couldn't find a way out the dirt.
That is crazy. Maybe they never really had to get it out the dirt.
They never did, because I don't think this shit's ever happened.
They never had to get out the mud for real, for real.
Yeah. Sans that one person dying, this is one of those, like, things people are looking at. And it's even kind of funny. Like, y'all going to go do all this shit for this to happen.
I mean... My thing about it is God just won't fucking with y'all this time. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's been plenty of burning. Like, I know what Burning Man is. Like, I know they have it. Because that's the scary part about it to me.
Yeah.
I'm not going out there to see a big ass wooden statue on fire. Yeah, like, it's fucking on.
Like, why we invading trucks?
Like, we invading Troy or some shit like
why
that.
Why are you on the good trucks, dude?
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, and a whole bunch of hallucinogenics?
Yeah.
No,
you can keep that.
It's not like the Gathering and Juggalo. It's like the other Jane we watch.
Which one?
Where they were talking about boofing and shit like that.
That Gathering of the Juggalos.
That wasn't Gathering of the Juggalos.
Oh, the one where you just went to a festival.
Oh, okay.
And was asking people about drugs. But yeah. Gathering of the Juggalos is that extreme.
Yeah.
They be having dick sucking contests there.
Whoa.
People be walking.
Whoa.
You can't just throw that
out there like that. I was not prepared.
Pussy eating contest. Titty sucking contest.
I don't think that's what goes on at Burning Man.
No, way worse.
What?
Bro, Burning Man is like... the idea of being free. So unless you're harming somebody, it goes.
Oh, so it's like a free form cult then?
Yes.
Yeah.
But maybe like a lot gayer.
Yeah.
Because I don't think a lot of women are going to Burning Man. At least not the ones you want to, you know.
I don't know. I don't think anybody should want to go to Burning Man. You know what I'm saying? That don't even sound good from a sex safety standpoint.
Well, it's just getting high around a bunch of people, I think, and just like being able to act a fool. And I guess a lot of people's acting a fool.
How much unsafe sex?
I mean, yeah, that's America.
Wall around the mud. Well, yeah. That's life.
Yeah, exactly.
Unsafe sex rules.
Exactly. But I don't want to be at Burning Man.
I don't want to be at Burning Man, nah.
I'm glad.
Most of these festivals that we be looking at, bro, I just don't think I could see myself going.
Oh, yeah. I mean, at this age, I'm not going to most festivals, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think I can do like a day trip. Like, just go for a day trip.
I'm not good around people, bro. You can call me CM Punk.
Huh.
CM Punk has, I mean, shit. This was his second chance with AEW.
Yeah, second chance.
And he got another backstage fight. Apparently lunged at or went to attack Tony Khan.
Tony Khan, yeah.
And his ass is out of there.
Oh, he's out of there, yeah. He's out of there like, I don't know. Last year.
Okay. Is the saying. Do you think that he'll go back to WWE?
No.
No, I don't either. I think the brass at WWE dislikes him at this point. I think that CM Punk is one of those self-tragic stories when it comes to wrestling, because he didn't really ruin himself.
He started off great.
Yeah, they're saying he has mental problems. Like, people in the industry want to say he has, like, mental...
CTE?
Anger or something. That's ended up with him ruining all these relationships.
Any motherfucker that gets hit with a steel chair got CTE. So.
That's not true. That's not exactly true. Getting hit with a steel chair one time does not...
I'm talking about a wrestler.
Well, he came in 2013. Well,
he came in as ECW.
He came in from Ring of Honor, too. Yeah. But, no, I mean, I don't think they all have CTE. I don't even think it's that. I think it's him as a person. I think it's the ego and the anger mixed together. He feels like he should be the top dog. And when he's not, or he's not getting his way, he acts out. He's like a child. Yeah.
Like a child.
CM Punk is like a child. And that, I don't think that at this point, with the money that wrestling promotions can bring in, especially with TV deals, no one is worth it.
Especially on the climb that AEW is going on right now. So they're like, people have always tried to count them out for a minute.
Yeah.
But they're making a steady climb. Like, what they had, like 80? They had like 8,000?
Yeah,
recently. And at their WrestleMania, per se?
They're all in, I think is what they call it, yeah. So they're doing their thing right now. And they're definitely the biggest promotion that is in WWE. And when WWE doesn't want him, what does he do? Go back to wrestling indies?
Yeah. No.
You know what I'm saying?
He
retires.
He gets a podcast. Because
he's almost 52.
He makes a podcast.
Yeah. And just talks about it all.
Yeah. But I don't... And the thing about it is, I've seen people talking like he can go... There's no reason for him to go... Like, there's no reason for WWE to be like, hey, come back. No. Yeah. Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, the fan control in WWE is... is pullable, but they're not pullable enough to get CM Punk. You got to remember, they were chanting CM Punk for 3 years straight at every arena. Yep. It was to a point they had to mute the crowd to a certain extent. CM Punk ain't coming back to no damn WWE, especially with Triple H running shit.
Yeah, it's Triple H. That's what I'm saying. The brass doesn't like him. Triple H is not bringing him back. Yeah. There ain't no way.
It's too much of a conflict. Because what is he going to do? You gonna try to start a feud with Roman Reigns and shit like that? Yeah, like, no, you don't know. Like, I don't even think nobody, like, I don't see anybody in the WWE locker room that can, like, you don't put, and the thing about it is they don't put two old heads together no more. Like, they're not gonna put Randy Orton and CM Punk, because that's not gonna carry.
Yeah, nah, they wanna bring talent up.
Yeah,
man.
That's what a lot of the guys are there for, to put guys over. Like, Cena's coming back. Cena's coming back for the next one. To put multiple people over right now, so. CM Punk's not doing it. He still wants a belt and a title. He wants a shot. He wants a shot. So what's the point? No, you had your longest reign. Yeah. So.
Speaking of shots, man, I love the segue. Hate the segue. Hate to cut you off. BoMac, Brian McIntyre. He's most notably known as the trainer for Terrence Crawford.
Okay.
He trained Eubanks over the seas in the UK for this last fight, but. Sadly, not even sadly, but I guess terrible fuck up. Brian BoMac McIntyre got caught with a loaded gun in the UK trying to get on a plane.
And he said horribly or stupidly?
Both of them.
No, it's not horribly, it's stupid.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
Well, he said somebody tried to rob him in the UK, so he's going to be ready, whatever, after then. Like, he had been over there before and that happened. So he probably chartered over there with the lockbox and all that shit to actually be able to get the firearm in the country. But the thing is, he booked a fucking commercial flight out, and now he's locked up until October 9th. Because, you know, they don't play with guns.
I don't know. That's the thing. That's why I say stupidly.
Yeah.
That's only a month.
I mean, that's only a month to be locked up, but he's facing a minimum of 5 for just the possession.
I can understand that. It's an international.
So if he gets 5, right?
Yeah.
If he gets 5 and he can't train, do you think a lot of guys are going to lose their rank, their place?
Because the train is gone?
Because BoMac's gone, yeah. Like BoMac
will. Fighting.
Do you think Terrence Crawford without BoMac is still beating Spence in this rematch? Because they have activated the rematch clause. Rematch clause.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
So you don't think that BoMac's training had significance?
That's the thing with me. I don't know. I can't say I know. I mean, I know a little bit about boxing. But enough to where a trainer, and because I think if somebody knows how to fight, they know how to fight. You know what I mean? I know there's stuff you have to learn. There's stuff you have to get taught. But if you know how to fight, you know how to fight. You know what I mean?
But that's where you can mess up with boxing.
And that's the thing.
Because it's a lot more than knowing how to fight.
I know knowing your opponents, knowing the spots you got to hit and all. Not spots. Like,
yeah, you know I know what you're saying, yeah.
Combinations, how you should run. The motivation even. Yeah. Like, that's another thing.
Yeah.
If that's the case, that's something you lose when a trainer's gone. That motivation, because I think that's the biggest part about
it. And
boxing.
A guy that just trained 2 back-to-back, hard-fought, big title fights in their respective area wins. You don't think that's going to affect his fighters?
It is, and I definitely say Terrence Crawford, and I don't say Terrence Crawford because that's been his trainer his whole time too.
Yeah.
So it is, and it's not, because he already knows what's expected of him in that sort.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He already knows what's expected of him from BoMac.
Yeah.
So he's gonna, even if when he gets another trainer, he already's gonna have, this is how I do shit.
What about the younger guys?
The younger guys, they're gonna have to. They're either going,
like,
to,
look at Shakur. Shakur's been. They either going, he's to been fall all around them boys, like that, like that. And you know me, I'm a big Shakur fan.
You are.
Shakur got his fight. He got a fight today. He got, who's gonna knock that boy's head around? Mm-hmm. And people wanna be pissed that we're not getting a good fight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm a big Shakur fan, and I think that him being around those guys is a big part of the reason why he's able to knock anybody's fucking head around.
Yeah. But then I'm also pretty sure that's not the only trainer that they got.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, you know
what
I mean?
But if your head coach is gone,
do you have a second coach step up too?
But do you respect the second? I mean, you respect the second coach,
of course.
But
it depends on how they got it set up. Mm-hmm. It depends on how, like, you know what I mean? Like, That could have his second coach, assistant coach could have been assistant coach the whole goddamn 20 years.
Yeah, I know you're
gonna
saying,
give
yeah.
just him as much respect as you're gonna give him.
Yeah.
So that just comes with territory.
Yeah. Pray and, for Bo Mack.
Yeah,
he's
definitely.
Up,
yeah.
Bro.
I'm sorry. I mean, it is stupid. I'm not gonna say it's not stupid. Yeah. But I mean, if he went over there for a specific reason, had the proper way to do it to get over there.
Damn. Yeah.
Because I'm thinking he got the gun over there.
Like he definitely had it over there.
I'm thinking he got the gun.
Oh, no, I didn't know he bought a gun in England.
That's what I'm saying. Like that's just stupid.
Yeah, nah.
Cause that's just crazy.
Yeah, it was just a bad. He don't. Yeah, that shit did not.
Yeah,
work
it's
out.
Sad. It's sad. Though.
So we'll see. Something that's worked out that people really wanted to shit on.
Oh yeah, come on.
Oh
now.
My God,
it's
they
prime
couldn't wait
time.
To shit. It's prime time, baby. And the thing is, what more? What left?
Well,
this guy scored a fucking touchdown and a home run in the same week in two professional sports. And you don't think he could coach a college football team? Non-HK.
I'm about to say, you don't think he can coach two football teams?
Bruh, I mean, they did only win 45-42. But what Coach Prime Sanders, his son and Travis Hunter and the rest of the Colorado football team, Colorado Buffets did... What they did was fucking a we're here statement.
Yeah, because TCU was ranked 11.
Yeah, they're ranked. Yeah, they were ranked at all.
Yeah, they're ranked. Yeah.
Yeah, and Colorado went up there. They only won by three, but their quarterback and Shadir Sanders put up fucking 500-plus yards. Travis Hunter played damn near every snap on both sides of the ball.
Yeah,
went crazy with interceptions and touchdowns. Like, he went.
Stop playing. And the thing about it is, of course, those are the two stars right now. But those aren't the only key pieces to that team. Because there was another boy that got some interceptions. The other four receivers had 100 yards. There's a reason why he had five. Because all five receivers had 100 yards. No interceptions.
Where
you know what I mean?
Where do you see that at?
They're not
talking about it. You know why?
Because
Coach Prime's black and he's talking shit to motherfuckers that were talking shit to him.
Exactly. So now, you know, they about to do him. Just like how they did Denzel and remember the Titans. They're going to microscope every motherfucking game.
Oh, yeah, they are.
They're going to microscope.
As soon as they lose one, it's like, oh my God.
Yeah, I told you.
Yeah.
Y'all not ready. You're not ready for this. All right, bet.
To come out and to be
a ranked team.
I remember watching at halftime. They said, this is the first halftime lead since 2019. What the fuck do you mean?
I didn't know that. But
y'all got all
that
money. Y'all couldn't get nobody. And so Deion just bring his key players there, kick some fucking CPA scrubs out, some motherfuckers that just were there to play sports. They were actually going to be accountants.
All my life, some motherfucker.
Y'all
get
the fuck off the team. Let me get them
donors,
scholarships.
Kids.
Yeah, let me get them scholarships. Put the real dogs
get
on it.
Dogs,
they
man.
Don't even have cap. I
was just about to say that shit.
They didn't even got cap.
They call it dogs and
leaders.
Leaders and dogs. Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's all right. I was waiting. He's going to get an H one day for him.
Yes, I'm one of them. I'm telling you.
Hey, because Travis Hunter is him.
He need to get
Travis
a PT.
PT.
For a prime time.
Prime time. You see, nah, did you see? I don't know, because I was watching on TV.
Yeah.
When I was watching, I was getting ready for a wedding I was at. But they had the Colorado commercial, and they said, we got prime location. Yo, I was like, damn, hey, prime got them white folks in his pocket.
Yeah. Oh, he got to, bro.
Of course.
He's about to go.
You better bring so much money to that damn team.
You think they're going to rank him this week?
No.
You don't think so?
No. I don't know how college football works, so I'm just going
to
say no because I don't
know. I think they're going to have to. If they beat TCU,
I don't know.
Top
Duke
20.
Duke just beat Clemson last night, so they
get
ranked.
Yeah, Duke's going to get ranked, yeah. I think Duke and Colorado deserve to be ranked.
Duke has never been good at football, though. I know that for a fact.
That's where Daniel Jones came from.
Duke has never been good at football. I know that for a fact.
Daniel Jones, you're a Cowboys fan. We're getting NFL in a little bit, but I don't know. Duke doesn't have like the
Premier. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
What I mean. Like, you know
but
what I mean?
I think they have the staff to develop certain positions.
I don't know. Like I said, I don't watch college football.
Like
this is going to be...
Not too much either. I can't say that. I'm saying that, you know, solidly either, though. I will say that.
But I will say this. Deion has definitely made sure that I'm going to watch...
Coach Prime, don't call him Deion. Can't disrespect me. You wouldn't call Nick Saban Nick.
Yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't. You call him Coach Saban.
I don't give a fuck about these niggas.
What do you call... Who is the coach of Cowboys?
McCarthy?
Is he still? Actually, you want to talk NFL return before we talk our last subject?
I don't know. You can scratch that last one if you want to.
The Diddy one? No, we can't scratch.
You can't scratch
one. Hell no, we can't scratch.
Well, how we can scratch? We can scratch the NFL one until we get the first week.
That'll be Sunday.
Well, I mean, yeah, but we coming back
Tuesday
or
Wednesday. Before the season begins, because the first game of the season is actually Thursday.
Now yeah, it is think Thursday. About it. Yeah, I'm tweaking.
Yeah, and yeah, about to say, yeah, now you're tweaking. First game of the season is Thursday.
Detroit versus Kansas City.
I got Kansas City. I think we all got Kansas City.
But I don't expect it to be a bad game.
No, I do.
You think so?
I mean, yeah, against the Lions.
But the Lions have kind of gotten better within the past.
Not enough to make a good game.
Enough
the
to
Chiefs.
Have a good first quarter or first half.
In my opinion, no.
I think good enough to have a first.
If this is just exciting because it starts football season off. My real question is, what storylines are you looking forward to, and what's your Super Bowl prediction?
Well, of course I'm looking for. I'm a Cowboys fan, so this Dak storyline is the one that I'm on because I don't understand why the fuck you make a you. Why the fuck? Why the fuck? Why the? I'm sorry if we get demonetized, but we won't make it anyway. But why the hell do you come out and say I'm not gonna throw any interceptions this year? Well, you just threw a career high last year. And you played how many games, Ty? 12 games last year.
Out of 18, 17?
17 games.
So you missed 5 games and still threw a career high.
Exactly. So, yeah, I'm looking for that. And plus, we got Trey Lance.
So y'all got two viable backups now.
Yeah, so
as an Eagles fan, I have a pack roster, and I don't even like to gloat because I'm never part of the team. I hate to be one of those sports fans.
You
like,
say
we. I hate that shit.
We said storylines.
Yeah, the Eagles. My favorite storyline is going to be the Eagles having a pack roster. Going back, just because I'm a part of the fandom, Ezekiel Elliott trying to redeem his career.
I don't think he'll
be able to.
And we just said a couple weeks ago in the game of running backs, I don't know.
I don't think he'll be able to. And I think the biggest discussion nobody's having is Herbert, Burrow, and the other white boy.
Allen.
Are they some mid? Or are they
No. Burrow's not mid. He's only in his fourth season. Allen's on a tier of being mid.
Relatively. I'm not saying, like, as far as, like, they're all really fucking good.
Of course, yeah. I'm talking about, like.
And are they really top? Are they really number one? Or could you, is there one of those three that you would definitively pick over the others? Because, like, people like Deshaun Watson have fallen off.
Of course.
You know what I'm
saying? He didn't play for 2 years.
Patrick Mahomes is the only king of quarterbacks right now.
And the only
that's
one
real that, Jalen Hurts is in that conversation if I want to be non-biased at the team I like.
I mean, he is, but I don't know. It's third season, right?
Yeah.
Second season getting to the Super Bowl, that's crazy impressive.
But it happens. Sometimes you never go back.
Exactly. That's the thing. So I'm not saying third season is what we're really going to see from him. But, you know what I mean? He's still coming into his way. He's still a great quarterback.
He's an A-minus, B-plus, A-minus quarterback.
I say B-plus. B-plus, A-minus.
I give Allen, and all of them get B-minuses then.
I don't know. I give Burrow probably about A-minus.
I know, that's crazy.
Burrow's nasty, bro.
He got one of the best receivers in the modern day game.
And he's been to Super Bowl, too. And
he's gotten busted up body balls.
Whoa, where did it even come from?
Because his knees fucked up.
I know that, but man, come on, bro, that was wild.
He blew his knee and his elbow, didn't he?
Yeah, I know, yeah, but damn, that was crazy.
That's why I say pause automatically. Damn, bro, I can't even save myself.
That was crazy, though.
Yeah, nah.
You just said it with so much conviction.
Yeah, my bad.
But I say bro because he's been to the
Super Bowl.
So AFC Championship most times. Yeah, that too.
So what are we getting for the Super Bowl this year? I think it's Bengals-Eagles.
Bengals-Eagles, Patrick Mahomes, and Bengals battling out the goal.
Or Jets-Eagles. That's possible.
Ooh, that is as best as possible. That's storyline. That's my second best
storyline. Yeah, and Rodgers.
Because he got them young boys looking all right out there. That's what they saying.
Yeah, them boys looking crazy right now. Yeah, he's really captaining that team. Yeah, he's captaining that team a lot.
Yeah, I mean, he got so much room to work with.
Speaking of a captain of a team, let's end this episode off with our last topic. It is fucking Diddy returning the publishing rights to all the artists from Bad Boy. And honestly, we've been saying to do this for fucking ever. But what I really want to point out, I want to make...
He gave Biggie his publishing rights to his estates.
Well, that's who gets it. I mean, Biggie
that's the phrase that they already have it.
What that? But the thing is, just naturally, your publishing rights revert back to you after 35 years in extreme contracts.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, with most of these contracts, I turned 29 this year, And so the oldest Bad Boy song probably came out 31 years ago. I'm probably wrong about the exact date, but he only had 3 to 5 years before he didn't own that shit anyways. And think about it. How many times do you hear Juicy in movies anymore?
How many? Well, if you're talking about that, all right, so I guess Biggie album came out 90. That album came out in 94, though.
94, but
yeah, I want to get on that for
still time. Own the music that's created before then.
Yeah,
you still create all the vocals. You still own everything.
Yeah, he's been running into the ground.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why they came out with the posthumous albums and all that.
Well,
shit.
Only one of them, Born Again, was good.
Yeah, but I'm just saying in general. But this is something he was going to have to do anyways.
Yeah,
he just
did
it a few years earlier because it really won't make him enough money. And it gives him publicity for this new
album.
I'm going
to say new album,
yeah,
it's about to come out, yeah.
Do you, so, I mean, okay.
He has a Dilla beat on there.
That's what I saw.
That's the shit I need to talk about.
So do you think
I want to know rapping on that bitch.
Do you think him giving back the... All right, we're going to talk to that in a little bit because we got a few more minutes. Do you think that him giving back the publishing was him being legitimate or making a publicity stunt to draw attention to the album?
I think that's him being Brother Love. Ain't that what he called himself?
You honestly think so?
No, I don't know. I don't think so, no.
You think Lil Kim is really getting that many, like,
no,
huge publishing checks anymore?
No.
You think Craig, think about...
Well, Craig Max passed away.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
His estate, you think they're getting $2 or $3 checks at this point?
Yeah, probably so. Or whatever money else they have.
And that's what, no. Publishing is when you get to put that shit.
Yeah, you can put that shit on like movies and shit like that. That's why they always talk about having your masters. That's why they say you can have your publishing, but you gotta know what to do with your publishing.
Yeah, exactly.
It's gonna sit there on the shelf.
Yeah.
And somebody else can just buy that shit right back to
you.
But yeah, that's why you gotta know what to do with your publishing. I mean, Biggie is Biggie. So Biggie
will move Biggie's Juicy an icon. And Hypnotize.
Yeah,
every year somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere. I mean, you still got California Love. That
but
could
think
be on
about
a movie, shit like that.
Not California Love.
I'm going back to Cali. My bad.
He's not. No, you're not getting a royalty. You're getting a penny check off that. If
you're not, he's like a movie.
Aaron Paul is not getting no fucking money off fucking Breaking Bad streams. You think the music they're using? You think they're getting? Come on, man.
No.
You use them.
Well, with all these sample flips they're doing now.
Sample flips is a different thing.
You think
you
so?
You still
got
to get caught. And you still have to have somebody to a lawyer that is able to go after that. And you still have to own the publishing to it.
Mm-hmm.
So you still have to own the publishing.
Yeah.
Most artists do not own
publishing. Oh, no, I'm talking about like right now. I'm talking about like, yeah. So they will have to know what to do with it. The states have to know what to do with it.
You have to own it first. You still have
to be talking about what the people that you were talking about. The people getting them.
They're not going to get no. And Bad Boy, that music's long gone. Nobody's care. Nobody cares about the music that he released anymore. That he released the rights to.
Yeah, probably so.
Hypnotize and Juicy have been milked clean. Brand New Flavor has been milked clean.
Mm-hmm.
Special Delivery been milked clean. All that shit is milk clean.
Yeah.
Faith, all that shit's milk clean, bro. They're not making no money. You know what I'm saying?
I can agree.
So this is just a thing for publicity, in my opinion.
Probably so. I mean, shit. Half the people that he got them rights back to can't use them, so.
And that's the sicker part. Like, everybody's dead.
Yeah. Well, it's
dead
only,
or just,
only two people that we're talking about, but.
What we're talking about, yeah, that are dead, but now Black Rob. Dead.
Black Rob, but yeah, that's true.
And he let Black
but
Rob
Black
die.
Rob, yeah, I'm gonna say Black Rob wasn't really.
But he also let him Black Rob die.
I mean, he had COVID.
Black Rob had fucking health complications that probably could have been helped, like
probably so, yeah.
Before that. So nah, you know what I'm saying? Like
amen,
that.
But I mean, shit. There's always been shitty stories about Diddy out there.
Guess the silver lining running every cloud. Shout out Stuart Little.
Guess so.
That's where I learned it from. There's a silver lining in every cloud.
Like Stuart Little.
Yeah, you don't remember that the dad teaches the mouse at?
Man, I ain't watched Stuart Little in a long time.
Damn,
man. That used to be a movie, too.
That's crazy.
That was that shit. I had a little RC car that was off that bitch.
Damn, that's crazy.
Hell yeah.
Want to shout out this episode?
Shout out. Oh, yeah. Well, thank you for watching. Thank you for sticking with us. Thank you for listening to another episode of Simple Math Podcast. Of the podcast presented to you by Simple Math Matrix. You can find us at all of our socials on X, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook.
Facebook,
TikTok. Reddit. We have a Reddit.
Oh, we do have a
Reddit. Simple at Simple Math Matrix.
Yep.
Simple Math MTRX.
Yep. It's your boy, Mr. AK Brawl 357, best known as Prince God Body.
And it's the guy, King Hoopla.
And we are out.
Peace.